Jeff, Deb, and Kevin on 95.5 WFMS.
So we're under construction at my home.
Oh, no. Yeah, doing the remodeling.
Not exactly. No, we just noticed about, two or three weeks ago, we would go to leave from the laundry room and step out into the garage, and when you would twist that doorknob, it would almost stick, and it wouldn't twist. And so, you know, sometimes you get walking fast and you get ready to go out, and it wouldn't open, then I'd run into the door.
No, really.
So I finally said to Greg, can we do something about that? And it was happening on the other side, too. So if I would get out of the car, return home, try and twist, it wouldn't open. And then you'd have to work with it. It just got frustrating. So I finally said, can we just replace the doorknob? I mean, we've been here, you know, 16, 17 years. Right. Let's just replace the doorknob. So I guess I just thought that was a simple thing. You know, just...
It could be a bit challenging.
Knob on one side, knob on the other, screw it in, and call it a day, right? Well, it's been about 8 days.
Yeah.
So a week ago Monday... He was working in his, you know, very hard attempt to really, you know, put it on there and make sure
tools
he was
out and all that stuff.
Man of the house. And dinner was ready. And I said, hey, dinner's ready. And I heard, not eating. And I thought, oh, here we go. Because Greg is not a big fan of handyman work.
Right. Okay.
Did I say that nice enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not his forte.
Right.
And I tried telling him. You got a lot of other fortes.
Lots
you know, you're a great
strengths.
Coach. Mm-hmm. You're good with kids. You're very engaged and involved as a dad. So
but the doorknob became an issue.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got a picture. Why is there a sock over it?
So then, let me just get to that. So a couple of minutes into, I don't know, he'd been maybe 45 minutes into working on it. We ate without him because Greg was like frustrated.
Focused.
And I heard a few choice words. And then all of a sudden he stomped upstairs and went upstairs. And Hayden came down and said, Dad's got a blanket over his head. And I hope he's not listening.
Yeah.
Anyway, so a few days after that, you know, our dog, our new puppy, Bella, the bulldog, mm-hmm. her little kennel is in that laundry room area. And I got ready to leave for work, and he pulled me aside, and he goes, hey. I said, yeah. And he said, be careful going to work. And when you leave, will you stick a tube sock in the hole?
Well, there's a hole there.
Where the doorknob was.
Well, he first of all, he got the wrong one. He went back and got that one. He tried that one. It's not working. So as of right now, we have nothing there. You can see through it.
Birds are flying in.
That's right. Now, it goes out to the garage. Right, it's not a safety issue, but he asked me to stick a sock in it. And I remember thinking.
I bet he did. He's about ready to tell you now to do that, too.
Yeah, my phone's
listening.
Oh, he's texting. Yep. And I said, for what? He said, well, I wouldn't want that cold air to come in from the garage.
That's not an easy job.
Get the dog cold. Mm-hmm. So I just want you to know, as I, first of all, dug in my sock drawer and got one out and then shoved it in that hole, I remember thinking, I'm a hillbilly. Who else do you know has a sock in a hole in their door? So when I went to...
That's a tough job.
I went to run an errand last night. When I came back, he'd been working on it for an hour and 15 minutes.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And when I went to leave today, I... Grab the sock to pull it shut. And he told me, he walked
out.
You know,
doorknobs are overrated.
Because apparently you have to have a master's degree to put a doorknob on. He was so ticked.
He said he bought the wrong doorknob.
Well, I think we're
all,
three.
So,
if you look at the picture on Facebook, I think we're three doorknobs in.
Right. Well,
how many are there? I just want one that clicks and locks.
It actually works.
How? Yeah. I mean, but, right. And I told him, I said, hey, Greg, in your defense, Kevin said it's a tough job.
You got to line up.
Tricky.
It could be tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not sure it's 3 days tricky, but.
Well, what are we missing? What's wrong? I don't understand.
You know, I think you're bugging him. Don't bug him. I'm sure you're standing over his shoulder.
That's not true.
And saying, are you done yet?
No, that's not true. I'm over there going, hey, honey, I think you are really great at a lot of other things.
Oh, being supportive.
I'm trying to, beef him up. And he just goes, I don't want to talk right now.
Yeah, see, you're bugging him.
He's okay. Thank you.
What you got there, Jimmy?
Here's the number of a locksmith. It happens to be one that I've used.
I have a feeling we're just going to get a sliding door. And we won't need a doorknob.
Oh, the sock's fine.
Call
it's
Phil. He helped me out. Phil the locksmith.
I like those socks. I'd like to have that one back.
Nope. It's a doorknob now.
It's Jim, Deb, and Kevin on 95.5 WFMS.